From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is holding a campaign-style event in Florida today, where he is reported to have filed papers for his 2020 re-election on the day of his inauguration. His weekend road trip began Friday at the Boeing aircraft facility in South Carolina, where he delivered a pep talk to workers and viewed the new Boeing Dreamliner airplane.
This plane, as you know, was built right here in the great state of South Carolina. Our goal as a nation must be to rely less on imports and more on products made here in the USA.
President Trump is spending time out of Washington following a testy press conference this week where he repeated his criticism of some media outlets reporting of his young administration's accomplishments. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence spoke today at a gathering at the Munich Security Conference where he tried to assure allies of the U.S. support for NATO.
Today, on behalf of President Trump, I bring you this assurance. The United States of America strongly supports NATO and will be unwavering in our commitment to this transatlantic alliance.
Pence also told the NATO members that Trump expects alliance members to keep their financial commitment to the NATO bloc. The oldest Muslim organization in the United States held its seventh annual meeting with lawmakers. The Ahmadiyya Muslim Community, USA, emphasized a new message that most Muslims are peaceful. This comes as President Trump attempts to halt immigration from seven Muslim-majority countries. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The International Committee